Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the New York Yankees and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Yankees. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Earl Combs. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Kernig. Batting third. The left fielder, Babe Ruth. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Gehrig. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bob Musel. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Tony Lazzari. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Joe Dugan. Batting eighth. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Herb Pennock. Pitching for the New York Yankees, Herb Pennock. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting second. The right fielder, Harry Rice. Batting third. The first baseman, George Sisler. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ken Williams. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bing Miller. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting seventh. The catcher, Leo Dixon. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Otis Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Kernig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kernig hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to third. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pennock has O'Rourke trapped. There's the throw to Dugan and over to Bengo, who tags O'Rourke for the out. Rice moves to third. Sisler moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari catches it and throws to second with Kernig covering, to double up Sisler. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel strikes out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder fires to first and has Gehrig trapped. There's the throw to Melillo who tags Gehrig for the out. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a fly ball into center field. Combs settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo bunts for a single. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dixon moves to second. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Crowder for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Dugan reaches second base with a double. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango hits a line drive into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Rice. Pennock reaches second base with a double. Dugan scores. It's 1-0, Yankees. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 0-for-1 in the game. Combs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pennock moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-1 in the game. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Pennock scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Yankees. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. Ruth takes first base on ball 4. Koenig moves to second. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gehrig hits a long drive deep into right center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 5-0, Yankees. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 0-for-1 in the game. Musel hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Milt Gaston now pitching. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-1 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-1 in the game. Sisler hits a fly ball into right field. Musel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. Williams strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns nothing. The Yankees will come to bat. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Dugan hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Benny Bango is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bango is 0-for-1 in the game. Bango hits a pop-up towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. he's got one RBI. Penick hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Combs bunts towards third. O'Rourke picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on O'Rourke. Dugan moves to third. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a fly ball into right field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller moves to second. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 0-for-1 in the game. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Penick can't make a play. That's a base hit. Miller moves to third. Melillo moves to second. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig fields it and throws to second for the out. Miller scores. Melillo moves to third. One out. It's 5-1, Yankees. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke takes first base on ball 4. Miller moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Musel hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Dixon can't make a play. That's a base hit. Gehrig moves to second. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-2 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gehrig moves to third. Musel moves to second. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Dugan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5. With the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-2 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-2 in the game. Williams hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a fly ball into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 5, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 0-for-2 in the game. Bengo hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Bengo reaches second base with a double. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pennock bunts towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Bengo moves to third. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Combs hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bengo tags and scores. Two outs. It's 6-1, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller. Koenig reaches second base with a double. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Dixon settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Dixon. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Ruth strikes out on a pitch way out of the strike zone. And the ball gets by Dixon, who chases it to the backstop. Ruth reaches first on the wild pitch. There goes Koenig. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Koenig scores. Ruth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-1, Yankees. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig takes first base on ball 4. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Gehrig. The throw from Dixon and he is out, Miller applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a line drive into left field. Ruth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston is 0-for-1 in the game. Gaston hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Musel hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-3 in the game. Lazzari hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Dugan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dugan is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Dugan hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes O'Rourke trying to get to third. Combs throws the ball into Dugan, who tags O'Rourke for the out. One out. George Sisler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisler is 0-for-3 in the game. Sisler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Rice moves to second. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gehrig scoops it up and throws to first, with Pennock covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 7, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke now playing first base. Spencer Adams now playing third base. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Adams can't make a play. That's a base hit. Herb Pennock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pennock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Pennock strikes out. One out. Earl Combs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Combs is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Combs hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Miller who is chasing the ball. Combs reaches third base with a triple. Bengo goes all the way around to score. It's 8-1, Yankees. Mark Koenig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Koenig is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Koenig hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Rourke scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Koenig for the out. Two outs. Babe Ruth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruth is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Ruth hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Leo Dixon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dixon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dixon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dugan fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns 1. The Yankees will come to bat. Lou Gehrig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehrig is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a home run, and two walks. He's got three RBIs. Gehrig hits a ball on the ground towards first. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Gaston drops the ball. Bob Musel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Musel is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Musel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first, in foul territory. O'Rourke races over to make the catch. There goes Gehrig. The throw to second, and he's out. Double play. Two outs. Tony Lazzari is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lazzari is 0-for-4 in the game. Lazzari strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Yankees 8, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Otis Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Koenig misplays the ball. That's an error on Koenig. Wally Schang pinch hits for Milt Gaston. Wally Schang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schang strikes out. One out. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and two walks. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari misplays the ball. That's an error on Lazzari. Miller moves to second. Harry Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Rice hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Miller scores. O'Rourke moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-2, Yankees. Spencer Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari fields it and throws to second for the out. O'Rourke scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 8-3, Yankees. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Adams moves to second. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Adams moves to third. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lazzari scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, New York Yankees, 8, and St. Louis Browns, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.